ultimately the decline of sage grouse is because we've lost sagebrush habitat.
This is Dr. Terry Messmer. He's been working with greater sage grouse since the mid-1990s and has contributed to science in both state and federal conservation plans. He says the updated Utah plan incorporates the best available science about sage grouse life history and habitat needs, as well as incorporating provisions for the concerns of stakeholders who are affected by conservation regulations.
You have to bring those two worlds together. And so one way to converge those is through science. But it's not only just doing the science, it's actively engaging the communities in the science while you're doing it.
The Utah State Conservation Plan was created in 2013. The plan lays out goals for improving sage-grouse habitat within Utah.
I think the federal and state plans are a lot better than they were 5 years ago, and that's because of the accumulation of all the years and years of science that we've done. So I think it's pretty exciting.
Management of sage-grouse is directed by state officials at the Division of Wildlife Resources. Ben Nadolski is the policy liaison for the DWR. He is proud of the steps that Utahns from many backgrounds have taken to protect sage-grouse.
Here in Utah, we have a saying. We call it the Utah way. If we see something that needs attention, we reach out to our local communities and our partners. We roll up our sleeves and we do the work together. But we are really prolific in our investments for sage grouse. We're going to have more and more birds, we hope, but we hope that we're going to have more and more solutions for people too.
Sage grouse will be a species of conservation concern across the western U.S. for many years. But Nadolski is optimistic.
It just means that we're going to have policies in place, and then all that energy that we've spent, we can put toward implementation. And that is the time where we're going to make the biggest difference. When we can all focus on implementation and conservation on the ground, that's where the bird wins the most. When the bird wins and people win, Utah wins.
For Utah Public Radio, I'm Ashley Rohde.